This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabijina wa habibina wa qurrati a'yunina Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi afdalu salati wa atamu taslim. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala في قرآنه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. We always begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah azza wa jal to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. O slaves of Allah, first and foremost, I advise myself and then all of you all who are present here to adopt a life of taqwa, and that is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be conscious of Allah azza wa jal during every single second of our lives if we wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa. Ameen. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, following the shooting that took place in Paris a few days back, something that we Muslims condemned very strongly and very harshly, a foolish decision was taken to portray or depict our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using cartoon images in a move to protest against the shootings that took place. It was done in the name of freedom of expression, but in reality it is nothing close to freedom of expression, but rather it is just another form of hate speech. And hate speech is never considered free speech or freedom of expression, because all hate speech does is that it destroys peace, it incites more violence, and it rips communities as well as societies into shards. And the chain reaction of evil and harm keeps going on like dominoes, one after the other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. So I thought it appropriate to title today's sermon as hashtag who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This particular hashtag started to trend about 2 days back after this particular decision was made. All around the world, Muslims started to tweet, started to post statuses using this particular hashtag, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started to share pieces of information in a move to educate the masses, to educate the globe about who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And inshallah ta'ala, the khutbah, the sermon, will revolve around a few pieces of advice for those who are concerned in regard to the depiction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using these cartoons, and also as to how we should react in such situations. Primarily, the world needs to understand that for us believers, the love that we have for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a mandatory part of our faith. It is a necessary part of our faith. We love him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please remember salawat whenever I mention his beautiful name. We love him more than even our own selves, even our own souls. An authentic narration where Umar radiallahu anhu, he once went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than anyone. The narration goes along the lines of these words. I love you more than anyone except for my own self. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches Umar radiallahu an that no, Ya Umar, your faith is not complete until you love me even more than your own self. And then immediately Umar radiallahu an, he confirmed by saying, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. Now I love you even more than my own self. This is the love that we believers, we Muslims, we have for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a mandatory part of our faith. It is part of our iman that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayah I recited at the inception. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Tell them that if you love Allah, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Then follow me, follow my teachings. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he clarifies in regard to why we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much and why it is a crucial and important part of our faith, is that an individual, a believer, cannot attain success in this world as well as the hereafter until he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until he follows the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That individual who does not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does not follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot be considered a believer, and he will be doomed in this world as well as the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the successful ones. Ameen. So it is part of our faith that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him and we venerate him, we respect him. So naturally, the 1. odd billion Muslims all around the world are extremely hurt by the depiction of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the portrayal of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using cartoon images. We do believe in freedom of speech, we do believe in freedom of expression, but we do not tolerate, I repeat, we do not tolerate the humiliating and the disgracing of other religions and other faiths. We do not believe in this. Yes, we are extremely hurt, we are extremely offended, and we do voice out our displeasure in unison. We voice out our displeasure, but remember, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, our reaction to this particular situation must be a reflection of the teachings of the most beloved, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our reaction must be a reflection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must react according to how our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. We have to follow his teachings. Like I just said, if we love him, we prove that love by following his teachings sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to bear in mind that we should not give the cartoons unnecessary prominence through our attention. We needn't give the cartoons unnecessary prominence. But Muslims must always remember, we Muslims, we have to always remember that by depicting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have depicted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam using cartoons. We have to remember, we have to bear in mind that even though they have done that, no one can ever tarnish the image of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one, whatever they do, they cannot tarnish the image of our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, our Maker, states in the Noble Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have exalted, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have exalted for you your remembrance. We have exalted you in remembrance. And that is why until today and until the day of Qiyamah, each and every time an individual hears the beautiful name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of us, we resonate saying salawat. We send salutations and blessings upon him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. So whatever they try to do, remember and bear in mind, they can never ever tarnish the pure image of our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he articulates a beautiful piece of poetry. He states, "My eyes have never seen anyone more perfect than you. My eyes have never ever seen anyone more perfect than you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ya Rasulullah. My eyes have never ever witnessed anyone more perfect than you. No woman has given birth to anyone more handsome than you, ya Rasulullah. No woman has given birth to anyone more handsome than you. You have been created free from all defects. You, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, you have been created free from all defects. As if you were created the way you wish to be created, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." This is our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, gathered from various narrations of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, they go on to describe our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was an individual, a fine specimen of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was beautiful, he was perfect, he was free from all defects. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in go on to describe him. Anas radiallahu anhu, he states, the narration goes along the lines of these words. One day or one night, it was a night where there was a full moon. I go out and I see the full moon in its grandeur and splendor. I see the moon in all of its beauty. They lived in deserts and they saw the moon with so much of luster and beauty. And then he, Anas radiallahu anhu, he thought, let me go see my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he wanted to compare the moon with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anas radiallahu anhu goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He looks at the moon, he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He looks at the moon, he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He looks at the moon and then he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, wallahi, by Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was more handsome and was more beautiful in terms of glory and radiance than even the full moon. Allahu Akbar. This is our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they go on to describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kana raba'atan min al-qawm. He was neither too tall, he was not excessively tall, nor was he too short. He was not too tall, nor was he too short. In other words, when an individual was to speak to him, that individual would not have to look down on him because he was too short, nor would he have to look up at him in a very uncomfortable manner because he was too tall. He was of a moderate height. But in any gathering, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand, he used to be the tallest, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was neither too tall, nor was he too short. He was broad-shouldered, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had beautiful thick hair that at times fell down until his shoulders and at times until his earlobes, depending on how he used to cut his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His face was radiant, his face was illuminated, and his face shone like the full moon, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the Sahaba once asked, was the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like a sword? Was the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like a sword? And the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in went on to describe the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it was neither long nor too round. It was neither too long nor too round, but rather his face inclined towards the roundness of a full moon. Allahu Akbar. His face shone like a full moon. It was so radiant, so beautiful, the face of our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyes were spacious. His eyes were spacious. And his eyes were so beautiful that it was as if his eyes were beautified naturally with kuhal. With kuhal. His eyes were so beautiful. He had long eyelashes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His eyebrows were perfect. They were arched. They were perfect eyebrows, as if they were drawn on his face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And two reports. One report states that his eyebrows used to join slightly, and another report states that no, there was no joining in between the two eyebrows. Scholars, rahimahumullah, explain why there was a difference of opinion is because it used to depend on how you used to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there used to be a light that shone through the bridge of the forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There used to be a light that shone through. Allahu Akbar. His face was so beautiful. His face was so radiant. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in went on to describe him as Ada'aj. Ada'aj al-aynayn. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his eyes had a beautiful contrast. The black in his eyes were extremely black, and the white in his eyes were extremely white, striking a beautiful contrast between the white and the black in his eyes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some reports state that there were less than 20 white hairs on his beard and his hair, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mostly below his lip and in his below his lips and in his beard, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he used to walk, he used to walk slightly leaning forward as if he was coming down from a hill. And when someone addressed him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to turn fully, completely, and engage in a conversation with that individual. His voice was so beautiful, was so clear, was so articulate, and words flowed out like pearls, like jewels of a symmetrical value, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His voice had a natural echo, had a commanding boom in his voice. It was naturally gifted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beautiful image of our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the enemies of Islam can try their level best to tarnish the beautiful image of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they will never be able to do that. They will never be able to do that, because he was the most beloved of all creation. He was the greatest of all creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, how are we supposed to react? How are we supposed to react to such atrocities and such depictions, such inflammatory statements? We are supposed to react just as how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reacted. Remember when he went to Taif, he was stoned, he was thrown out. But he did not pray against the nation of Taif. He did not resort to violence. He was not a prophet of violence, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His uncle, his relatives were killed, were butchered. But did he go for revenge even when he had the chance to do so? When you don't have the chance to do so, then yes, you can resort to peace, but that's not admirable. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the opportunity during the Fath of Mecca, during the conquest of Mecca. But look at the magnanimous qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the magnanimous nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He forgives them all. This was the nature of our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we follow, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. So it is upon us to follow his teachings, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're not supposed to resort to violence. We're not supposed to resort to violence at all Instead, let us engage others in a very dignified manner. Let us engage others in a dignified manner, voicing out our displeasure. Don't be shy to voice out your displeasure. Also, do not fear anybody in terms of voicing out your displeasure. Let us engage others in a dignified manner and let us inform them of the pure love that we have for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whilst voicing out our displeasure and condemning what has happened in a very dignified manner. Let us learn about the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let us share about the life of our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times, sadly, we get very upset when we hear about all of this, but none of us have even spent a few moments to read the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to study the seerah of our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us learn and study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach others who Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And finally, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, let us all, through our actions and our statements, let us portray the blemish-free character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us live the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like I said, let us not resort to unwarranted violence. Let us live just as how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived. Let us act just as how he did. Let our actions and our statements be a proof as to how our master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Hadith is in Bukhari. The narration goes along the lines of these words. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that the individual who unjustly kills a non-Muslim citizen, let the individual who unjustly kills a non-Muslim citizen know that he will not, the narration goes along the lines of these words, that he will not even get a whiff of Jannah. He will not even get a whiff of the fragrance of paradise. And remember, the fragrance of paradise travels for such a vast distance. Many, many years of travel it travels. But the individual who kills a non-Muslim citizen unjustly, he will not even get a whiff of the fragrance of Jannah. In another narration, it talks about harming a non-Muslim citizen. So my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, let us live the pure life of our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us prove the pure love that we have for him, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by living his life and by acting upon his teachings and by sharing the message that he came with, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal fill all of our hearts with pure love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins. May He accept our good deeds. And just as how He united us here this Friday afternoon, may He unite us in the gardens of Jannah with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen wa akhir da'wayan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.